Now, Thursday morning, let's talk about this. The Trussell Trust has today revealed that during the 6 months up to September this year, they handed out more emergency food parcels than ever before. 1.3 million emergency food parcels were provided to people by food banks in the charity's UK network, a third more than the same period in 2021, and an increase of more than 50% compared to pre-pandemic levels. In Shropshire, the Oswestry and Borders Food Bank is part of that network. Its manager, Liz Jeremy, joins us now on the programme. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Adam. Nice to speak to you.
You too. Thanks for coming on, Liz. How do figures for your food bank compare with the National Trussell Trust ones then?
They match, actually. It's about 31% for us, the increase from last year, April to September, to this year. This year, April to September, we've helped about 2,030 adults and 968 children. So it's a big amount, isn't it, in 6 months?
Goodness me, it really is. I know it's over 5,000 people, isn't it, since 2021?
Yes, it is indeed. Yep, since, yeah, that's right, just over about 5,100, 200, something like that now, and about 40, I think we're on to about 47 tonnes of food has gone out to people since December. So we're nearly on 12 months, aren't we? Yeah.
So obviously you mentioned there's been an increase, and it must mean you're buying more food to supplement donations.
Yeah. Before the pandemic, we were purchasing about 4% of our food to top up the donations that were coming in. And now it's about 31-32% of all of our donations are purchased. Yeah. I have to say that that isn't all of an increase, because a lot of our donors wonderfully changed from giving us food to standing orders. So that has really blessed us in the fact that we can plan for what we spend and what we need. But it doesn't account for all of that. Some of that is definitely the increase in need, people coming through our doors. Yeah.
Yeah, those standing orders, as you say, must help you plan a lot more.
Yeah. So we can see what we can look forward and see where stocks are getting low, so we can then use our local cash and carries using the funds that people are giving us through the standing orders. Yeah.
So in general, what are donation levels like for you?
We've just gone through the harvest season, actually, so we've had an incredible abundance from churches, schools, businesses and individuals through the harvest time, and that has really boosted our stocks, and we're so grateful for all of those donors who think of us like that and think of the needing community and not forgetting that actually this is a continual need that we have, and giving away food every day. So we're really grateful for that group of people, and now we'll be seeing, and we are seeing, donors saying, what about Christmas, what about Christmas? So again, we're really, really grateful for those donors. We couldn't facilitate giving away parcels without our amazing donors. Yeah.
What about the sort of people that you are seeing? Has that changed at all?
It is changing, yes. Whilst we are seeing people who are in transient housing, who are in B&Bs, who perhaps are on benefits, we are also seeing a big increase in people who are working on low income, who can't afford all the extra rises in cost of living. So, yeah, that is a significant number of people in our client base really coming in who are working. Yeah.
Despite all that's going on over the last few years, it must still surprise you the level of generosity that people show.
Indeed. We are incredibly humbled by the generosity of individuals, other charities, statutory groups, who are always ringing up. You know, we get a cheque here, a piece of cash here, somebody brings a bag of food, and absolutely everything that people give us is so appreciated and so needed, and none of that goes to waste. We are really grateful, and I am amazed at the generosity of the Oswestry community. And of course, we have a large geographical area that we help. We go right over the border to Powys. We go further than Elvemere, so, and all the villages in between. So we have a wide geographical area that we serve.
If people are listening to this and they would like to help you or get help from you, what should they do?
OK, Okay, so if they'd like to help us, they can email us. Our emails are on the website, or they can ring us. The numbers, again, are on the website, and offer their help, ask us what we need, where might the need be at that particular moment that they're ringing up. If people need help from us, they can use our free helpline, which is our Help Through Hardship helpline, and they will immediately be put through to a citizen's advisor who can help them not only with food difficulties but with anything. So, for example, if they're struggling financially with other challenges that, like bills and utilities, they can get help for that too. And our helpline is on our website as well. I can read it out if you'd like me to.
Yes, please do that, yeah.
Okay, so it's 0808 208 2138, and that's our free helpline.
Final question is, and it's a strange one because, of course, food banks, we would rather we didn't have to have food banks, but what do you hope for the future, Liz?
We have two strands. We want to be sustainable and be here as long as people need us, but actually we are campaigning all the time to end the need for food banks. We're looking at the budget coming up, and we're really hoping that the government are going to make sure that no one is going without the essentials. It is everybody's right to be able to feed themselves and their families, and to be able to afford the basic utilities that they need, really, to be comfortable and feel safe. So, So we would love to do ourselves out of a job and say we're no longer needed. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to come soon, but that is our end aim, that we're not needed anymore because of the uplift in income maximisation, or because the way that the budget is done, or the way that all the people that make these decisions, the decision makers, are looking and saying, where is the bottom line? We cannot allow this to continue.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Liz, and discussing all that's happening with Oswald Street and Borders Food Bank. Thank you for your time. If you do want that number again that Liz mentioned, if you are looking for help, you can contact the Oswald Street and Borders Food Bank. It's 0808 208 2138. You can call that number for free. 0808 208 2138.